Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Morning. Good. How are you doing?
I'm wondering what you've seen in the film of Peyton Manning. Anything new, anything different, or same old Peyton?
You know, he's pretty similar to what he's done in the past. You know, obviously, he likes to control everything, and, you know, he's able to change plays on the fly. So, yeah, you know, definitely similar to what he's done in the past, yeah.
I've read about a half a dozen stories, and, in fact, Mike Lombardi just said it. The key with Peyton Manning is to disguise, disguise, disguise until the very end. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's just so good at the line and, you know, just being able to see what's going on in the defense. And, you know, he can get in the right play every time, so you just have to make sure that you don't show your hand first.
Does he ever get fooled? Like, did you watch the whole Oakland game? He was on his game. I think it was, what, 30 for 38? Does he ever get fooled?
I mean, obviously, we're all human and, you know, everyone makes a mistake, but, you know, he's pretty good. So that's why, you know, he's done the things that he's done in this game. So, you know, he's one of the best at what he does. So that's what we're, you know, trying to work on is just, you know, making sure that we don't give everything away.
Hey, Rob, have the Broncos offensively adapted to the presence of Peyton Manning? Because in his heyday with Indianapolis, it looked like a difficult thing to learn and synchronize and get going. He's only been there, you know, a short period of time. As far as you can tell from the film you've seen, have the Broncos bought all in and are on the same page with Peyton?
Yeah, I think, you know, they've all done a good job of, you know, realizing that this year's offense was not going to be anything close to what it was last year for them. So, you know, obviously, if you're a receiver and you have Peyton Manning on your team, you know, you're pretty excited. So I'm sure that they, you know, all just jumped into what, you know, they were doing as a team.
Hey, back to last Sunday versus the Bills. I'm guessing you graded out pretty high or higher than some previous games. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yep. I had myself a good one. So I'm trying to keep that trend, you know, going in the right direction.
What did you like about what you were able to accomplish individually?
Coming into the game, I just, you know, I told myself that I was going to really, you know, play fast, get off on the ball, you know, kind of react faster than sometimes you just have to, you know, read the play, see if it's run past. You know, in Buffalo, I was kind of really just playing fast and trying to get to the ball, you know, and you know, that's what I've done in the past, and I'm going to continue to do that.
You know, watching that game, it was stunning to see the speed with which the Patriots offense put that second half together. You're sitting on the sideline watching it. Was it stunning for a player? And I know you've seen them all in practice do a lot of amazing things, but was that stunning even to you to see how many points they put up so quickly?
I mean, not at all, really, because, you know, with Tom, obviously, you know, with him in the game, there's always a chance for us to score. You know, our receivers, they're all working great together. And, you know, that combination of Tom and him in the running game as well, how we ran the ball so well, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, once that all started going, it was a steamroll effect. So, you know, I was just happy to be a part of it.
Do you hate or like the 425 start?
I like the 425 start.
You do? Why?
Yeah. Well, it just gives you a chance to, you know, you sleep in a little bit, wake up, your body's ready to roll. You know, it's not like a 1 o'clock game. You're getting up pretty early. And then, you know, you're on the field at 11, you know. So it's like, you know, it gives you a little bit more time to get going, maybe look over some stuff. You know, you have a little bit more time.
All right, Rob, good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, thank you.
Rob Ninkovich.